FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Happy Hour Thursday.
Gotcha.
With Steen and Scott. We're live. The now hiring studios. Is that what it's called?
Now hiring Iowa.
Now hiring Iowa studios. I love it.
It's a Cumulus thing.
It is a Cumulus thing. That's kind of cool. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and website 1700thechamp.com. I will either, maybe not tonight, since we're going to watch a little bit of the football game tonight. Hopefully I'll get all these up tomorrow. We had window cleaning company come to Nana's yesterday.
Nicholas?
Yes.
He does an amazing job.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Agent Clean.
Yeah. Very good.
He did our windows at our house, and I'm like, whoa, did we turn lights on? I mean, it was, he does an amazing job.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I had to move stuff and had stuff kind of undone and didn't have time to get that done.
So you had a busy evening.
I did. Let's see. What else do we have? Tonight is Falcons and Panthers, 6:30 pregame. You'll get a little bit of Zach Gelb. Friday we have UNI and Richmond basketball with the UNI Panthers. Saturday, college football kicks off at 10:30. If you're listening to football or sports, and you're listening to it on the radio, you better be listening to this station, because we have some great games every weekend, but some really good ones this weekend, too. You have LSU, Arkansas. You have Georgia, Mississippi State. Sunday, you're going to get an early morning one because the Seahawks and Buccaneers are playing in Germany, in Munich.
Yep.
Then you're going to get the Chiefs. No matter what that other game is doing at 11, you're going to kick right into Kansas City Chiefs pregame, because we are a Chiefs affiliate. Then once again, we have Chargers and 49ers. That's a big game. And then Monday night, you have UNI Virginia. It's a big game for the Panthers. So very interesting. Good timing, good time to be a sports fan and be able to listen to some live sports on this station.
A lot of stuff going on.
Just because we're nice, right? What? So we can wish.
We're nice?
Yeah, we are nice.
We're nice. Iowa nice.
We're Iowa nice. We can wish a happy, what are they, 21 years old? Is that what KXNO was today, 21 years old?
Yes, the other side of the coin, if you will. Yes,
the 21st birthday bash day. There you go. Congratulations. Happy for you. There you go.
There you go.
It's as far
check
as
check it off your list.
It's as far as we go. No, I've throughout a long time known a lot of people that have worked there that are really good friends. So happy for them. And to be really truthful, I don't know how much that we get to do the stuff that we do if somebody else hadn't came and done it before. So it wasn't like sports radio has been prevalent in this state forever. And then when it was, you had a person trying to blow it up all the time. So very interesting. Well, I could tell you some stories about that.
Wow. That's it.
It's back in my Indianola days when they were down there in Indianola. Whoa.
Probably talk to legal counsel before we talk
about
it.
Probably should, because I don't want to get brought in. Who knows if they still have things going on. Let's see. What else do we have? We have we want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. For being sponsors of the show, along with BetMGM and Come and Go. Since this is Thursday, you have to pick some games, and we'll—I don't care if it's basketball or football—and we'll do a little tally so you can.
There's
you
yeah,
can
I'm
make some.
Some
you can make some money.
can make some money.
And
the cushion that I had, like you referred to that. You went with 40 to 300. Back down to 60 over the weekend, but yeah. That's a a gain of 20.
It was a gain of 20. That's all I looked at. And once you win a couple, then it's fun to go out there and do those four ring bets, you know, that, yeah. I put $40 down and I missed it by one, and I didn't miss it by much, but it was like a $280 return. Yep. Who cares?
It's the phrases, hey, we're playing with house money. Don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Yesterday, I spent a minuscule amount of time talking about voting. And not for
a minuscule amount, the entire first segment.
Pretty much. But okay. Nothing on candidates and nothing on views or anything. It's just
the coolness of your civil duty.
It is. And today's Veterans Day. Tomorrow's Veterans Day. I keep thinking it's Friday because we have tomorrow off because of the UNI basketball game comes on early. So yes. I'm not in tomorrow.
But it is a paid holiday, so we're fine, right?
Yes. Okay. I think so. So I think, they gave us free water today. We're in, buddy.
Shh. Don't catch us on that loophole.
You're going to start charging us a quarter. No. Friday is Veterans Day, and I've always said that I think Veterans Day should be a holiday. I think you just need to combine the two and have...
Combine what two?
The election is on Veterans Day. It's the biggest veteran thing that you could do, right? The reason that they're veterans and the reason they were fighting was because we wanted political freedom and the ability to vote. And I think they go together. I get that you can, that they're not the same. So I guess the whole thing that I was saying is you have to do this. And the fact that when I go in and vote, I think of my parents, my grandma, I think of Nana, I think of all the people and everything they've done, and it's worth fighting for, and I get that. But I think it needs to be, it's still a hassle for a lot of people to be able to get places to vote when they're working. There's companies out there, I guarantee you, don't give you time off to go vote. I don't understand that, but I just think it'd be nice to be able to go vote. Now, the problem that I have is just a bunch of people would like, hey, it's a day off, and I'm just going to do whatever I do on a normal.
Right, exactly. But I mean, it's...
I think it would be nice if it was a national holiday, but...
Like I said, the one that we had that I go to, there was, like I said before, there were snacks, but there was a number. You pulled right up. They brought it to the car. I mean, it was very...
Really? See, that was
It
cool.
Started at 7, went till 8. I mean, it was...
That was my other funny thing was, so ours was at at Grandview Golf Course.
Right.
And it is not in that general neighborhood. It is not. I mean, I'm 57 and I feel old. When I'm in my old neighborhood, I'm not old. I am a young.
Right.
They're walking up and down the street going, hey, Gary, you want to come mow my yard? I don't want to mow my yard. Why don't I want to mow your yard? But I mean, they're just sitting there and they're looking at that and they're looking at their pin and they're doing that. And finally, this lady just, and it, you feel like you're in there taking a test, right?
Right.
And she leaned over and she goes, well, if I don't get perfectly in the circle, is it going to count? And I'm like, yeah, you just got to get, you know, 80% of it filled in and you're good.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just scrape across. I mean, but she was
very
serious.
Put a line through, yeah.
Very serious. I don't want to get you in trouble, but if I don't fill it in completely, because I can't see as well to fill it in. Well, I thought she was going to come over and go, will you come help me fill mine in? And I'm like,
can't do that.
Yeah,
can't get thrown in jail for that.
Can't
help and can't bring a firearm. I've heard you possibly can bring a beverage, but to hear that, it means she cares, make sure she wants it to count and she wants to make sure that the one she wants to have is the one that she's, you know.
And bless her heart
that she's voting
for doing, you know, and. It was one of those places that they're nice because some of these people had kids and the poll workers were, I mean, they'd come over and talk to the kid just to let people do their civic duty, which I loved. I mean, I walked out of there feeling better than I did before I walked in. And then people are like, well, you talked about politics yesterday. I said, I did not talk about politics yesterday. I talked about the great thing about voting. You will never hear me on this show unless somebody says something.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm guessing if somebody would pick a side, you would gladly jump on.
I would jump. I would debate people, but I'm not going to talk politics. politics.
No.
And I'd be too wishy-washy anyway because I'm all over the place.
Right.
When you have, and you're the same way, when you have.
Yeah, you want me to make me uncomfortable, you try to talk politics with me on the air. No.
No, I'm not talking politics. It's just I have had so many people that are so important to me in my life. And I think the great thing about your and my friendship and our friendship with a lot of people, man, we pull from everywhere.
Oh,
it is
absolutely.
So cool.
Yep.
I mean, being at Dowling and being a part of that, you have a lot of big time business people. And then we slide right out of that and we slide right in with the carpenters and the you know, line workers. We just right. you and I have an interesting relationship and the ability to cross all sections when we're out talking in public.
Just a people person, man.
Yep. That's all we do.
That's
what we do. That's all this show is. I'm just sitting here talking. And it's easier to sit here and talk if you're in here because then I don't have to answer myself in like a little bit lesser voice.
No, that's gonna say all right.
I was doing that yesterday going, yeah, I remember when my mom was there and I'm like, oh no, you don't talk about your mom. And I'm like, no, really. No, but and it did, you know, from Bumpa to Nana to, you know, Anastasia, my niece was able to vote. Kale's getting close. I believe all three of my boys voted. I mean, we tried to instill that. It's a very important time. Now, afterwards, it's just killing me because I'm like, I'm watching all these different places and Iowa, I know Iowa's not as big as some of the other states, but Iowa had their stuff pretty much done up to in the 90s, like an hour and a half after. Florida had their entire vote count in 3 hours, and they're one of the biggest states in the United States,
right.
Population-wise. And then you have little states who are going to be counting until
Isn't that
April.
Weird that it is that each state has its own different set of rules?
Yeah, can't. I have no idea how we let that happen.
I was very impressed. Like I said, came in, they scanned my government-issued ID, my driver's license, and it was on the screen. She asked me my full name, what's your address? She flipped the screen around and says, is that all you? I said, yep, it is. Printed me out a receipt. She received, gave me a ballot. Ballot gave me.
What's your driver's license look like?
What's that?
What's your driver's license look like?
Like
is it the picture back like before you when you got married to Bridge when you were like
it does look
clean
like I
shaven
could be
and...
a high school physics teacher. Not quite what I look like. I look like what is it? Marty McFly and Doc Brown right now. But yeah, but no, it's a little different. It's a little more conservative. But no, it was a very streamlined put together. Then I talked to a friend of mine was up from St. Louis, and he had got up here midday or whatever, but before he got on the plane to come up, he did go vote. And I said, oh, did you have the setup where it scans your ID? And all these? No. Walked in, they said, hey, Rich, and flipped through the chart and said, hey, your wife hasn't been here. I mean, I'm like, that's a little informal, you know? And but he said, I've been same place for 25, 30 years or whatever. Yeah, they knew. And I'm like, but they had to flip through a notebook to, I mean, to me, If we can, a church on Fleur Avenue where I go has the machine to go bloop, that's you,
yep.
There's your thing, sign your receipt, boom, on down the road. Take the scratch in the head out of it. Come on, man, everybody can do that.
Yeah, they did not do that at Grandview. They looked, but the gal knew who I was when I walked in. So it's important, and I understand that's 2 days in a row now, but I didn't talk about it with you. So, I didn't mention too, since we are off tomorrow, B Styles is coming in today at 5:21.
Yes.
So he'll come in today instead of tomorrow. So that'll be cool. We've got a lot of things to talk about. I didn't think that Daniel Snyder could get in more trouble, but when you have somebody from the state, I'm assuming the state of...
No, it's D.C., the District of Columbia Attorney General.
Came in and subpoenaed you and Roger Goodell and the NFL.
Yes.
And, that's not good.
It's the team deceiving their fan base
in order to
maintain profitability, tickets, attendance, all these... Like, whoa.
They want to get rid of him.
Did you think?
And somebody said,
somebody
he's going to
wound up.
He's going to fight, and he's got stuff on a lot of people. Well, I have something that you don't have. So, I mean, that'll be something interesting to talk about.
That is interesting.
The Stanford head basketball coach, and I'll have to find her. It's Vandenhover is her last name. She was talking about name, image, and likeness. She was talking about a particular gymnast. She added a few other people that they didn't put in there. A couple of basketball girls that, you know, are like 10 and 14 point scorers for their team. I think they're twins. And she said they're ruining women's sports. I'm almost positive
Tara Vanderveer. Vanderveer.
Yeah. Pella. She's from Pella.
No, well, okay. Stanford basketball coach, but not Pella, but no. Yes, okay. Could be Orange
City. If it was you or I, yes. Or if it was Jamie Pollard or something, then I think people would be up in arms. But the fact it was her and a lot of people weren't up in arms, I'm even more up in arms about that. I mean, we're trying to get women's sport to get to a certain space. And if somebody wants to pay these gals money, you know why they pay them as much money as they do? They have like 2 million followers. That's all this matters. If you go out today and you have 20 followers and you try to get somebody to pay you $3 million, they're not going to do it. If you go out and in 6 months you have 2 million followers, they're going to listen to you.
Right. So I'm looking at this and I kind of shake my head and I'm processing this. Stanford basketball coach Tara, this is about LSU gymnast making $2 million?
Yeah.
Is a step back? We got to talk about this more.
Yep, I do. It hurt yesterday, but I wanted to get you in here because I thought maybe you'd disagree with me.
Why?
And we could at least talk about it. So we'll see how we go. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be right back.
Good morning. You're listening to Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk. Sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. This is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here.
Scott here.
We're both in. We're ready to go. Totally, totally blew Scott's mind because I don't think he thought we were going to talk about that when he came in, but I thought it was a good thing. We got some exciting stuff to talk about here, too, as well. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. And Facebook is at 1700 Champ as well. Tonight, you're going to get Vulcans. You're going to get the Vulcans.
The Vulcans and the Doodlebugs. They're on primetime.
The Falcons and the Panthers. A big game for the Falcons. They can put pressure on Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's going to Berlin. To play in Berlin. They're going to Munich to play in Germany. You never know how those games are going to go. And that could give them a game, one game lead again.
Could.
Atlanta Falcons have a shot. I mean, that's all you have to ask for. It depends on what division you're in the NFL. Sure. Shocker.
Right.
And I guarantee you, if we would go back and look in time, and it's so cool because the internet, you can kind of do that. I think the two worst divisions that people thought were going to be this year were the NFC East and the AFC East. And the Dolphins have played well. And the Jets have played well.
Well, they didn't think it was going to be a competitive division. They thought the Bills were going to run away with it.
The Bills have played well. And the Patriots haven't played poorly. And the Cowboys have played well. And the Eagles have played well. And everybody and other where they thought, really thought, all the greatness was going to be in the two Wests, and they have not been very good.
Oh, no. AFC West has been a little bit of a stinker.
Yep, Kansas City is going, wow, man, I'm glad all you guys aren't hanging out with us. So I will take the first one today. I will do Des Moines Orthopedic, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot and ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. DeMoss Urgent Injury Clinics are at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointments needed. You can look for wait times at DeMoss.com. West Des Moines is open from Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Ankeny is open from 7 to 3, and 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and also they are open at 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Ankeny is open a little earlier in the morning and stays is not as open as long, and West Des Moines is open later in the morning and later at night. So that's how you can do the difference between urgent care and the emergency room. When Melissa was in here yesterday and I was reading that, and I said, and she's like, oh, we just think that's so funny when you guys start talking about, yeah, if you're bleeding and it's squirting out, yeah, don't come to us.
If you can see the bone,
if you're, if you're calling this out in your car and go, hey, it's an hour and 20-minute wait, and I don't know if I got that much blood in me,
what's my go to the emergency room. Feeling kind of woozy here.
So the difference between urgent care and emergency rooms is the severity of the health problem and the condition. One of the things that we did talk about a lot yesterday with Melissa and Coach Tom Wilson was the new engineered performance by DeMoss world-class sports rehab and performance training center. Just taking Dowling Catholic, since we both had boys that went to Dowling Catholic, having Coach Lark be there, you always knew that you were going to have somebody there. You always knew that you're going to have somebody give it a first look and go, okay, I think if we put some ice on this, maybe we'll check again tomorrow. Maybe we'll rehab a little bit. Or he's going, okay, I'm already on the phone. I'm calling, and we're meeting Doc Schulte here right. in like 45 minutes.
Right.
And Tom was very, I mean, how could you not? Dale Lark is, I mean, one, he's been doing it forever. Two, he's really good. And three, he's one of the nicest human beings that you'll ever meet in your life. And Coach was like, you know, it does matter, and it's fun, but he even said, and we talk about it all the time, is this engineer performance. When you're rehabbing, it's not just you rehabbing with somebody that's at DeMoss that, you know, hey, they've rehab people. You're going to a professional rehab right. facility to get you better. Right. Boy, does that help high schools, and boy, does that help local, like Grandview, and to be able to get their athletes
right.
to have that, where, you know, their training staffs aren't big like that.
Well, and they even have, I mean, preventative and planning. I mean, yeah. opposed not just
to make
rehab.
It, yeah. Yes. And that was my thing to Tom. The one thing that I said is sometimes, you know, you have parents and that first freshman or first varsity meeting, and you're in there with Coach and you're listening to him and you go, I don't think I can get my kid to do that. I don't think I can get my kid to do that. And, I stated to Tom, now you have somebody that's what they do. They have elite athletes. And if you go to the enhanced performance site and see some of the people they are training, I mean, the Schweitzer gal is one. I mean, that's Carissa is one of the most elite athletes that's ever played at Dowling or ran at Dowling. You can see where that help comes from, but and Coach kind of agreed, and I go, okay, Coach, I know. If you told them to do something, they're going to do it. And he just kind of chuckled. He was like, yeah, okay, Gary.
Okay, and
no, Steen.
He went, Belichick, next question, please.
No, Steen. We're not going to go there. I'm like, okay. But DeMoss, really fun part. And with the marathon and everything, Melissa was really busy. And she just happened to, she texted me, then she sent me an email. And she's like, I'm going to start coming in. I'm like, okay. You start coming in, you start bringing people.
There you go. So speaking of high school, it's just the fact that Dowling Valley's at 4 o'clock.
I know.
It's been a long time since they had that.
2010, yeah. I think, is the last time he said that they had a 4 o'clock game. And the reason that you have a 4 o'clock game is because all four schools are from the side of the state. So I think they just flipped a coin.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, Johnson, Southeast, Polk, Valley, and Dowling. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. And I might have said yesterday in the interview, Coach, I'm really happy. You and I have had this discussion for a long time, mostly me yelling and screaming, mm-hmm. of they finally did it right. You have the seasons, and you had more people from the East playing people in the West, and you play each other a little bit more. And at the end of the year, you don't set your final up so you have somebody from that side of the state and somebody from this side of the state. You set your lineup so you have the two best teams playing each
right.
other.
It's kind of like back, that your semifinal game is your actual
right. And I have said all along that if there, the number one reason that Dowling won seven in a row, that shouldn't be done at that level, at the 4A, 5A level, I think was pretty much because of that. You had your tough game in the semis. Now, did we have close games during those 7 years? Absolutely. But it just didn't. I mean, you had teams, and this was so funny, when Andrew went up to Iowa State as a freshman, and he had some Xavier, they were Iowa City, wherever Oliver Martin played. I can't remember. And that's when they had Jacob Stacey and Cole Deskin.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Deskin. I can't remember that season. Those two running backs were bigger than Iowa City West defensive line. And they were our running backs. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we'd never seen anything like that before. I mean, they were huge and they ran all over us. But you could tell coach is nervous. He's always been, even after doing it as long as he had, and Melissa was a hoot because she'd, I'd ask him something, and he'd answer it in Tom way. And then she'd ask him something but ask it in her jokingly Melissa.
Right. And he'd answer it.
And he'd just start. Yeah. Cause he's like, oh no, it's just a really nice thing to be a part working with Demos and have that ability to be able to call Coach Wilson up and have him come on the show. It's kind of cool.
Cool.
Yeah, we talked about our boys getting an apartment. He's like, yeah, I have no idea anything about that. And I'm like, well, then
we have something in common. Yeah.
Because I don't know anything either. Okay, so I showed you the Stanford coach. You've done a little research there. It's a bad look that she said something like that.
Okay, here's the... The young gal, the gymnast from LSU, 8 million followers over her social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hate this. They are the photos that she gets, in essence, when she posts something of her standing next to the mirror in her, I don't want to say outfit, but her uniform or whatever. I mean, she's a 20-some-year-old young lady. Yes, there's a lot of people clicking to say, oh, but she's done it right. She's making millions of dollars. One post, she gets $31,000 for one post. She's in college. I was okay. Should I buy beer this weekend or do I need to get that syllabus? You know, I mean, it's so.
Not food. You're beer or something to do with school. Okay,
bottle of high life equals a loaf of bread. But I don't know that it is a backward step. I mean, we've got quarterbacks that are also. I'm not that I follow any of them, but I mean that there's scantily clad men on social media sites or whatever too that are making millions of dollars.
Arch Manning makes that much money and he's not even
right, and he hasn't even thrown a ball yet.
Yeah. It doesn't
look like she's victimized in any of these photos. It was her choice.
It was the simple fact that she said it's setting back women's athletics, and that's just not true. And you have the two basketball players that just transferred. They transferred from California. I think they transferred to Miami. Better social media scene in Miami.
Right.
Are they great? Are they great NCAA players? I think one averages 10, one averages 11. They're twins, but they have a lot of followers. And you know what? And just to have this, because I'd like to. I wish I could have.
When we first started talking about this with NIL, right? With NIL, that it was a positive thing for women's sports as well.
But absolutely,
the first thing you said, it's the gymnastics athletes at Iowa State are some of the highest paid NIL.
Right, because people love gymnastics. Right. I mean, some of the highest paid people in the country. Now, professional gymnastics doesn't have as much money as the National Football League, so you can't pay them as much as pro football players might make. But I guarantee you they make more money. That Simone Biles and those guys have made more money, unless you're Peyton Manning. I mean, Peyton Manning is the elephant in the room, right? Because he's on every commercial.
He co-hosted the CMAs last night with Pete Sage.
Yeah, I mean, he's everywhere. He is, there is nobody better at working in image and doing what he does that. The only person that's done the aw shucks better than he did is Terry Bradshaw, because Terry Bradshaw has zero talent. Peyton Manning has some talent. I mean, Terry Bradshaw was a good football player.
I was going to say, he was in a couple Burt Reynolds movies, and Hooper,
Cannonball Run. Cannonball Run.
Don't you be hacking on Terry. So I'm not. Terry's a good dude.
The problem that I have with Coach Tenhover, if that's how you pronounce, I can't, I'm sorry. One of the highest NIL people in women's sports is Haley Jones. Haley Jones happens to play at Stanford.
Right.
And nice looking young gal, really good basketball player. Paige Beckers isn't playing this year. She's not losing NIL money.
Right.
And Caitlin Clark could have, anything that she wants. She's very particular in what she wants to endorse. She wants to believe in what she endorses. The simple fact that that's happening means that NIL is working, that it's not just a money grab. Because you have a lot of kids that are going, yeah, I can't do that because I don't believe in that, or it doesn't fit what I want. I mean, she is with Nike. I mean, you knew she was going to be with Nike because everybody that follows her social media and comments, LeBron James, it's Kevin Durant, it's all those guys. But she took Hy-Vee. I mean, the three main spokespeople for Hy-Vee are Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Caitlin Clark.
Don't forget Mark Wahlberg.
And Mark Wahlberg. I love Mark Wahlberg. I watched Mark Wahlberg's, he had a show, you can get it. I don't even remember what it's called. That dude is a freak.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't sleep.
No.
He works out all the time.
He's at the gym at 4 a.m.
And he's got 25 different things going on in the world. I mean, yeah. Talk about a successful assistant. But, yes, that's another one, too.
And he's got good vibrations.
Wow. That's a Marky Mark reference. Look at you go. That just aged you a little bit.
No. My face ages me, bud.
You're getting a haircut.
No, I'm getting my hair trimmed.
She's going to...
Why is like 99% of the people that hear that I'm getting a haircut give that same response? Yeah. I'm fine.
They're taking care of your burnt ends.
My burnt ends.
You just ruined my favorite food. I just had burnt ends from Jethro's last night because it was tenderloin night at Jethro's last night. Did you know that?
Which one did you go to?
Altoona.
We had a work function with the new management group coming into town, and I did a spread from the Southside Jethro's. Ben and Scott and Devin, all those guys killed it. But we did brisket, we did ribs, we did corn muffins, we did...
You didn't do burnt ends?
No, we did a tin of burnt ends about the size of a suitcase. I mean, it was... Oh, yeah.
I watched burnt ends and watched... seeing you don't like that, so I can't tell you what I watched.
You don't... You watched burnt ends?
No, I ate my burnt ends and watched a movie.
Oh.
I watched Maverick, and you don't like Maverick, so...
That Top Gun movie?
No, with the...
The gunslinger, Maverick? James Garner?
I watched it with Tom Cruise, you dork. You're there. You and I are the only two people listening on this radio show that even know that there's another Maverick out there.
Brett Maverick. Yes. Move on.
Or his brother.
Take us to break.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We'll be right back.
This season, Northern Iowa fan breathes Iowa sports. Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My partner, Scott, you're right there.
How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
Didn't you love that lead-in? That one. That one always, don't drive high. Trust me, it's a strong message. I understand it. But I cannot stop thinking about the movie Groundhog Day every time I hear that. Don't drive angry.
Yeah. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at @HappyHour_SS, at @ScottBrower_13, and at @SteenOnSports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Tonight, Falcons, Panthers. Big game for the Falcons. Probably not as big a game for the Panthers, but we'll see what happens. Tomorrow we have you and I, Richmond basketball. You're going to get Maggie and Pearl, then get you and I basketball tomorrow.
I was going to say, not you and I. You're going
to no, not yet. You and I. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you have, it's your turn. You got next.
My turn. My turn is Heritage Building Maintenance as a sponsor. Providing quality, health-centric building maintenance and janitorial service throughout central Iowa and the Midwest. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier, more efficient way to serve the clients. They believe they should provide the first-line defense and proper health care, be industry's leader in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind, and protect our future by being a certified partner in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com. Check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. When I read that one sentence, I hear my English teacher from high school going, that's a run-on sentence. You need to put in some punctuation.
Take a breath.
Oh, that's all it is? Just take a breath. It's punctuation.
There you go.
Just got a photo of a beautiful margarita from my wife. She looks like she's having dinner with my father-in-law. Hey, Grandpa.
Hello, Grandpa.
Don't know if they're listening, but
probably not. But that's okay.
Yummy looking margarita.
Yeah, it was.
Which leads to hi Nana, hi DJ.
Yeah, love those guys too. Had a crazy day yesterday because she kind of took DJ for a while and drove around. I took DJ for a while and drove around.
While the windows are getting washed?
Yeah, he doesn't do good with seeing some stranger roll around the window.
People. Yeah, he doesn't do well with social interaction.
And with people he don't know. And he doesn't know a lot of people.
You know,
that's
Gary,
his problem.
I hate to bring this up, but a dog is 90% training the owner and 10% training the dog.
Yes. Never been good. So that's all there is. Had a couple of different places I was going to go. Let's knock a little bit on the Washington Commanders. Washington Commanders are in a tidbit of trouble.
The team or ownership?
Ownership is definitely in a lot of trouble. Okay. I think the team is going to be just fine. Actually, the team is playing really well now.
You know what? It's weird. It's like a distraction of leadership and everything over here with the hand waving, and the team's like, all right, we're going to go play some football. You guys cool with that?
And here's the crazy thing. So I was trying to think about why. And then I thought, okay, he knows he needs to sell the team because the team's already turned on him. He doesn't even do things with the team anymore.
Which, why are you going, why is the Attorney General of D.C. suing them, or why is...
No, why is the Attorney General of D.C. suing Daniel Snyder now after having all this stuff is because Attorney General of D.C. just saw that the Washington Commanders are going to sell for like $7 billion, and he's like, that dude is not getting any of that money. Mm-hmm. You want to take that $7 billion and divide it between all the people that work for the Commanders and do all that, we'll make sure that happens. That dude is not getting any money, and we're going to make sure of it.
I think the path and the direction that you're going, I see what, but I think it's more the way they're doing the quote-unquote lawsuit is when and if it does sell for that kind of money, because it will. It's an NFL football
game. Why not?
That if you were a ticket holder, season ticket holder over the last 10 years, it's going to be a class action type deal that you're going to get money back.
Right.
Because of not just the product on the field. It wasn't the product on the field. It was the deception of, man, I would have really loved to have a local football team, but these guys are scaring me. I mean, to be associated with it, to wear the colors, to, you know, whatever.
Right. They fought when it was Redskins, even though nobody except for him affiliated with the program, they were all ready. And he always fought it. No one's telling me what I have to do. I bought this team. I've bankrolled this team. I've got us to where we are, which isn't ever true. And I think people are starting to, one of the things that I think is going to come out of this too. I don't think Roger Goodell gets, the fact that he was named in this as well. So this is, you want my other conspiracy theory? I think Roger Goodell was named in this as well from other owners saying, I think those two are a little fishy. I don't know if they are now, but I think they were a little fishy earlier. And
Goodell and Snyder?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so let's get both of them enough. Not that all the owners can't come together and get rid of Roger Goodell whenever they want to. Roger Goodell makes a lot of money. I mean, he's in the $1 billion of money.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. I'm just trying to, I'm sitting here looking, trying to think last time that, that Washington was in the playoffs. 2006.
Probably, yeah, I was going to say it's been a while. And it's like he figured out like some of these teams. And that's why I think that's why baseball has kind of,
wow, I forgot about that too. Yeah, it was 92. They beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it's not like there's been a lot of a run of success coming out of there as far as the team. It's just the only thing we've been talking about is a revolving door of quarterbacks, of coaches, of and
yeah, because you
inappropriate
get, you get
things
in,
from an
yeah,
owner.
You get in there and you think, okay, I could be the guy. I can change him.
Right.
And you can't. You can't change him. So, I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot going on in there. I think there's all kinds of different avenues that are happening. And the reason it's now, and the reason that it came out 3 days after what somebody said, hey, this is what this right. Team is worth on the open market to somebody.
It wasn't just one pebble thrown in the pond for a ripple. There's a lot of rocks that are making waves.
And you have. You have some difficulty in some of the things that are happening too, because take Amazon Prime having the football game on Thursdays tonight, and the most likely person to have that kind of money to buy a football team is Jeff Bezos,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd have to divert himself from having that football game. So then you have to go out and you have to find another.
Right.
You have to find another sponsor for your that's going to pay that kind of money. There's not a lot of people that have that kind of money. The Walton family,
well, but
who
I mean,
bought
but,
the Broncos,
right? But Amazon, with the whole, he didn't buy Thursday Night Football. He went and said, "I want to put it on this platform. I'll invest this amount of money," because he sees it as a business deal. He knows the return is insane,
right?
On
but
know,
that's
on what he's doing.
They have a partnership for Thursday Night Football with
right.
Amazon. I mean, it's sponsored by Amazon.
But Amazon gets a ROA on it, opposed to, well, I guess if you bought a team, you get an ROA on that as well. But, I mean, it's not just a we're going to throw money at this and there's nothing we're getting back from it.
I'm assuming they get a lot.
Yeah.
Every time you've seen Amazon, people are like, oh, yeah, I need to buy a new TV. I'm going to buy it from Amazon.
Why are you looking at me? Okay.
That's what
I don't
you
have
do.
A problem. I don't have a problem.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I believe you. it's interesting on just how it came about down the line and it kind of hit so quickly. I mean, I guarantee you they've been thinking about doing this for a while, but right when you're up and they finally are going to sell the team. And they're like, yeah, I want them to sell the team. I want him to sell the team, but I don't want him to get – he can get back what he put in, and then we're going to figure out who the rest is going to go to.
You said that multiple times, whether it's tongue-in-cheek or whether you've heard or read something, that someone like Bezos would be the one to
– Not a lot of people can pull $7 billion.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a single person. I think it's going to be what – You know,
well, They have rules about how you can.
I know you can't do the owned by like the Green Bay Packers, you know, with stock stuff. But still, I think it's going to be a group because they're going to have to do
there's people that were going to go because they said the main money.
Yeah. There's going to be minority.
Jay-Z said he wanted in.
Right. Exactly.
There was a couple others that said they want.
There has to be a more diverse. Ownership group opposed to a rich white guy. They're trying to change that look.
I totally agree with that. But it's just you could tell because that's I think the end game. It's our Avengers of every day.
The end game.
The end game is to get him out. with the least amount of money that he can get out with.
This is a black behind the scenes, like black market deal going on, because it's finger pointing. You say a word, I got more on you than you do me.
Yep, and it's not good. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.